Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It seems like it's been a hot minute since we talked about children who come into the world in a weird way.
That's what we like to call them.
Bizarre birthing stories.
Mm.
Did you guys see the story, I don't even know, in Canada, I guess?
I did, and I have so many questions.
So do I. This woman is giving birth to her third child. Tia can attest to this, two children in. The second one just kind of slides on out, just comes out
don't
pretty quick.
Call it that. The second one arrives quicker.
Because your body knows what, your body's done it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, that was our experience for sure.
So, like, the third one is like being shot out of a slingshot. It's like,
and what's the fourth?
Huh?
And what's the fourth for you and I?
I was the fourth
as,
for my family.
Am I.
Oh, what was that? Yeah, I don't know. I think it just gets easier and easier, right?
My mom had to be induced with me. I was
she
just
did?
Freaking hanging out, man. I was
there.
Just setting up shop. Yeah.
Amniotic fluid. You was just your jam, huh?
Yeah.
Well, she was laying in bed. They gave her the epidural. So then she's like, oh, has some peace. So they flop the blankets on her. And they've got that, like, they strap that heart rate monitor across your belly.
Mm-hmm.
And at a certain point, the nurse comes in and goes, wait, we don't have a heartbeat.
Shouldn't it have been like dinging by then?
I think, from my memory, and I don't know if they do this for everybody, but like if she was in there and she had been pushing or whatever, and then they finally get the epidural in, they give you a break. It's like, cause you're just like, here's your moment of peace. Just relax. The baby's not coming right away. Like we're going to turn, instead of hearing the do, 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 and the beep, beep, and all the, it's like,
yeah.
Have a moment, mom. Cause we're going to push here in a little bit and we need you to get your bearings on.
I think you're right. I think I remember them kind of muting it or turning it down at some point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because she, it's like, this is the first moment she's been pain-free in God knows how long. Because once those the labor starts, you don't go into the hospital right away. Because if you're getting a labor pain and it's like 20 minutes till the next one, you're not
right.
You gotta wait. So she gets a little piece. Nurse comes in and is like, oh my God, we don't have a heartbeat. So they all panic. They throw the blankets up and they're like, the baby is kind of nestled up in her butt. It's the baby is
what? Delivered
out and not moving.
Oh my gosh.
So they're like, oh my God, you, because it's your third.
Dude.
Like that. The baby, but then they're like, baby's here, like we're gonna have to resuscitate it or whatever, and the nurse picks it up and starts touching its back and it's like
it was just sleeping.
The baby delivered itself
and then took
it was like, that was hard.
Yeah, which yeah,
get that baby a white coat.
Yeah.
That's a doctor.
I here's what I want to know about this particular bizarre birthing story. Can that hospital charge them anything? Like, sure, we gave you an epidural, but it's like that doctor comes in and goes,
someone want to cut the cord or
shake the baby's hand.
Right.
Yeah.
The baby's like, cuts its own cord.
You have unlocked a new fear of mine. I will now forever be concerned that I will deliver a baby in my sleep.
And you'll wake up with them in your butt.
Okay, it's not in her butt.
But it was like nestled up.
Well, yeah, it was like
under the
what
blankets,
the heck is happening?
Just,
so sweet.
It is sweet.
Is it sweet?
Sorry, Rimshot is right next to Ricochet. My bad. There you go.
I don't like what that's called, given we were saying he was nestled up by her butt.
Anyway, so
all right.
Rimshot. This is Rimshot. Never mind. So that's just one example of what happens when you're born bizarrely. If you'd like to tell us your story, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423. You may text or call.
My sister, who is above me, was the third baby.
Above you? She feels like...
What are you doing up there?
So you're nestled in her butt?
She's 3 years older than me. The one above me in age.
Got you.
She's the third baby. And for whatever reason, you know, my dad, I guess my brother and sister were with grandma. My dad's at the hospital. Baby Kelly is born and my dad passes out. My dad faints on the hospital floor and then they have to come along and get him on a gurney and wheel
Your
him
mom
away.
Had to be so
and
mad.
She had to have been so mad. Mom, if you're listening, feel free to text. But she, I don't even think actually had given birth yet. He just, something happened and down he went. After having seen two babies born
just
before.
Something about this one. Your sister was off-putting or something.
Probably.
She wasn't out yet.
Should have been the second one if he was going to be worried about off-putting.
I'm like, I remember this. Like, it wasn't during the birth, but during like one of the checkups where like she had morning sickness and they couldn't get an IV into her. Mm-hmm. And like, she's just dehydrated, barfing, poo, like everything. Oh, she's perfect. In a bad, bad spot. And I watched him collapse like 10 veins in a row. Ugh. And I just went.
You went down.
I went down.
So then
and
they're dealing with
both
of you.
Every single nurse is like, let's get Slacker some orange juice. Let's get him a cookie. Let's get him some water.
Do you realize who this is? This is Slacker.
She is dying and hates everyone in the room. Mm-hmm. But it's like, that's what happened. Like, you got to go for the bigger medical emergency.
Right.
The
like,
passed
she
out
was
dude.
Awake.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so your mom, if she's anything like my ex-wife, yeah, that was probably close to the last straw. Although she did have
one more.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate that sound effect.
Does anybody else in the room have?
I've talked about this before, but when my son was born, it was a very long
labor.
Thank you. Thank you. And it got to the point where, much like I think they must have dealt with husbands or fathers or whatever passing it, and they're like, you need to go eat. She can't eat, you need to go
they
eat.
They told you.
And I was like, no, no. I pretended, you know, like, no, no, no. I want to be there for
it. But I did notice Burger King right across the street.
And they were like, you have to go. And so I had, like, looked back longingly at my wife as I closed the door, and I went to McDonald's and I ate. And I didn't have to supersize it, but it felt like a special day.
You were eating for three.
Yeah. And I had a milkshake because I was celebrating. And then,
I'm like, Dairy Queen's right over there.
So you ate at the McDonald's. You didn't dare bring it into the room.
No.
Okay.
No way.
Smart choice.
Yeah. I ate there by myself, just knowing like, well,
you
hope
left
my son
your
isn't
wife
born yet.
Alone.
Because the nurses made me.
Yeah, they told him.
Would they have like called you if they were like, uh-oh, he's coming now?
I think that was the deal we had in place. Okay. Yeah, but I was like, if I'm in the milkshake by then, it'll be a couple minutes. Right,
right. All right. Slow it down. Put a plug in it. All right. So if you or someone you know was a bizarre birth, maybe on a plane, in a car, on a roller coaster, bungee jumping.
Ooh. No.
Shot out of a hoo-ha. Yeah.
You're a road runner, maybe.
Most of us arrived. Okay.
All right, we want to hear your bizarre birth stories. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Al. Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice 105.9.
We're talking about bizarre birth stories. This woman who, I mean, what a roller coaster.
Yeah.
She's there. They give her the epidural. She has a moment to rest. And the nurse comes in and is like, oh my God, we lost a heartbeat. And then like, oh wait, the baby's already out. Yay. Baby's not moving.
It's a lot.
But the baby delivered itself.
And was okay.
Completely okay.
Yeah.
And it leads us to this.
Every time.
I can... I can make that for you for your phone. So like if you're having your second or third child, if you're a husband, you can just have that on your phone just as the baby's coming out. You can be just like, honey, look.
Yes. Do you want a divorce?
Yes, I do. I have lots of them.
Okay.
Chris?
Yai.
Yai.
Bizarre birthing. What happened?
So with my third one.
The third one. Tell us, did it come out like...
Oh, it did. 15 minutes.
From when you felt contractions to when you gave birth?
Yes.
Whoa. Once again. Whoa.
Tell me that this is not the most accurate sound effect I've ever played. Okay, so what happened?
Yes, it is. So I was induced with my first two with an epidural, so I didn't know what contractions felt like. And when I started having pains, I called my mom to take me. By the time I got to the hospital, his head was halfway out.
Oh
my God.
Wait, so you're just like in the car, like, I think it's happening.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
And everything was okay?
And then, he was fine. But when I got to the hospital, they wanted a urine sample first.
You're like, that's not going to happen.
Why?
Do you want urine baby plus?
Well, he was also born halfway in the sack too. I never broke my water.
Oh. I didn't know that this was an option, and I'm pretty freaked out.
We are lowering the population right now. Erica's definitely not going to have a baby.
But my water broke when his shoulders came out, so.
Okay.
That solves that.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for the call, Chris. Somebody just hung up. What were they going to do?
She had twins, and they were so fast that she said the doctor almost dropped them.
Oh, my
gosh.
Because
they, like, just kind of, yeah.
Two for one.
Did they come out together?
She said 2 minutes apart. I think that's pretty fast. Okay.
Do you go baby, placenta, or baby, and then in two placentas?
I don't know. And
do you
might
have
depend.
Two placentas?
I don't know.
Or do you just have one?
She's calling back.
Tanya.
Yai.
What a bizarre birthing.
So they were getting my room ready because they mistook the time or whatever, and she was like coming right now. So they were getting the room ready, and the doctor was in the room. The baby's dad was helping them get the room ready, and all of a sudden she's just laying on the bed. I'm like, hello, somebody want to help?
So you're just like
here?
The story that started this,
but you were awake.
Yeah, I was awake.
Was this your first?
That was my third.
God. These thirds are really starting me out.
With my second, something funny that Slacker said when he said, if it just shot out, my second one, she just like shot out. And the doctor was like, whoa, I should have brought a baseball glove with this one.
I think y'all owe me an apology for my little sound effect.
I don't.
I absolutely do. Jana?
Yeah.
Are you the one who had the twins really fast?
I did. They were 6 weeks early. They are now 39 years old.
Oh.
And they came out 2 minutes apart, and the doctors almost dropped them because they were done being in me. They were tired of fighting with each other. They were ready to be out.
We do have some follow-up questions, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Does it go baby placenta, baby placenta? Are there two placentas for twins? Do you know the answers to these questions?
I would say there is. Because they're fraternal.
If they're fraternal, then you got your own.
Okay.
Got
did your they own little still lifeline. Get their own?
They
I
were
don't know.
4'3" and 5'2" at birth.
That's kind of a big difference.
Yeah.
That's tall.
Yeah, Matt.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.